The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hey folks, Tony Gatliff back with more Military Resource Radio this week. This is our second of a four-part series with Gold Star Father Chris Hager of Gold Star Fathers of Florida and Green Zone Hero. Chris is just a great guy, and he was so generous with his time with us here at Military Resource Radio. I want to jump right into the first interview segment here with Chris. He's going to start talking about his son, Joshua, who was unfortunately lost in battle in Iraq. During our Iraq conflict here, and was an Army Ranger, a very impressive person. And Chris is going to tell you a little bit about the story and the background of Josh starting right now. We'll be back after this segment with a little more here on Military Resource Radio. So I want you to tell me about you also founded a high school in Denver, Colorado in 1995. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, my son Josh was a junior in high school, and he was not going to graduate. He just struggled with not so much obedience, but just struggled with the normalcy of life. And
when you say
the
normalcy of life, what do you mean specifically?
Getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, being ready to go and get dressed and go to class, do homework, do the routine things. One of my favorite expressions of life is, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. All of us have to chop wood and carry water. And Josh struggled with that when he was 16, 17, 18 years old. And it stopped him from understanding that the routine of life was an essential component of doing things.
Gotcha.
So the solution to me that presented itself, we started the high school because he was going to have a high school diploma, a GED graduate, general education diploma or something. The state, passed the test. The military did not accept GEDs, and he was just going to need a high school diploma. So I sat down with three partners at the time and said, we can do this, and took us 6 days, and we had a high school started 1994.
You started a high school in 6 days?
Yep.
So what is the name of the high school, and is it still around?
Colorado High School. It is Colorado High School of Denver. They own their own building. They've been a charter school for working on their 15 to 20 year history with Denver Public Schools. I stayed with them for a year and a half, started it. I don't have any contact, but they're their own entity, and the people that I started it with have done an incredible job. Every graduate from Colorado High School of Denver has accepted University of Colorado if they choose to go. It is a great legacy, and I'm honored to have played a small role in its beginning.
Yeah, that's absolutely great, and wow. So, what an accomplishment! Not only first of all for assisting your son Joshua at that time, but also I believe you told me previously that about 100 students a year still graduate from there.
That's right. Well, in 94. Denver was in a slump, so my partners said, where are we going to do this? And I said, I can get this done in a day. Let me call you back. So I went to, I didn't even have to go to the second stop, but there were major office buildings in downtown. We wanted to have an urban high school. We needed room. We knew there was a market for 60, 70 students in the high school. And there were big banks that had ground floor offices that had been vacant for 1 or 2 years. Commercial real estate was in trouble. So I looked at real estate, walked in the elevator, found the real estate manager for one of the big banks, and I said, here's the deal. I want to start a high school. I can't pay for the rent. I want you to give it to me, but you'll have the notoriety of being a locator for a brand new high school to help students. And in a year and a half, 2 years, you'll want to rent it. We'll be able to afford to move. And they said, please, can you start tomorrow? And so it took me a day and a half to get location.
Chris, you're getting you get a lot done in a short period of time, my friend. That's amazing.
It was just recognizing the circumstance that was before us. And we graduated 26 kids that June, and my son was one of them.
Wow! So 26 kids that first year. So let's talk a little bit. I wanted to talk a little bit too about. It looks like at some point. You moved from Denver to Florida, correct? What year was that?
Well, yes, sort of. I was back in Denver, and in 1993, met and married my wife, Esther.
Okay, yep.
And she was a marriage, family, child counselor. That was when I started the high school. Her son, Aaron, is my middle son. And she was originally from New York City. Her family had moved when she was a young girl to California. We always really wanted to get back to California, we thought. So Esther and I, with Aaron, moved back to the Bay Area. And the pieces aren't all that important, but her dad, very interesting character, passed away, and her mom needed us to help. So we moved to Los Angeles to take care of her mom. So in the late 90s, I'm living in Los Angeles and still doing sailing and those things, and chartered a sailboat out of Miami to do the Keys, took Esther and one of her nephews and Aaron, and we're sitting in Key Largo, Florida, on a sailboat. And I said, tell me again why we live in California. And we could come up with no actual reason. And so we said, I was looking at Cruising World Sailing Magazine, and there's a little town south of us called Punta Gorda, Florida.
Sure, sure.
And there was
where it is.
All right, well, the ad said, own your own boat dock. And I said, why don't we think about that? And Esther was a breast cancer survivor working on those issues, and she had a surgery scheduled. So we did our week cruise, went back to Los Angeles, put her on an airplane. She flew back to Punta Gorda and said, what do I do if I find a house? I said, well, make them an offer, see what they want. She found a house, and we moved in 1998 to Punta Gorda, Florida.
Wow. And so you made
and been there the last 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, you made a decision just like that, and it seems to have worked out well. And you know, it's interesting that you examined that, right? Because a lot of people don't, you know, have that that chip in their brain, so to speak, that says, hey, why am I doing this anyway? And folks, we're going to continue in next segment with a little bit more with our interview with Chris Hager. And, you can hear the emotion in his voice. He's very passionate about what he's doing, his work at Gold Star Fathers of Florida and Green Zone Hero. And, he's just a very passionate guy who loves his family and you know, loves his kid, right? And I think everyone can relate to that. So we do have a couple housekeeping items to get to right now. And I want to mention a couple things here, folks. For one thing, I wanted to mention, please head on to your favorite podcast outlet, whether that's iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Play, Player FM, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn, which works in conjunction with Amazon Alexa devices. All you got to do is go up to your Amazon Alexa device and simply say, Alexa, play Military Resource Radio podcast, and you'll get the most recent episode of Military Resource Radio coming right at you on that. But please head on over to one of those outlets and subscribe to our show in podcast form, so automatically it will get downloaded to your device every single week. You won't even have to think about it. You can listen to Military Resource Radio at your convenience. If you're not a podcast person, you need to take a look at militaryresourceradio.com for our local listings with terrestrial radio stations. We're available in seven different markets on terrestrial radio. We're available on WIND AM 560 The Answer in Chicago, Illinois, KTEM at News Radio 14, AM 1400 in Fort Hood in Austin, Texas. We're available on WWRC AM 1260 The Answer. That's in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas in Maryland and Virginia. As well, we're on WBOB AM 600 The Answer in Jacksonville, Florida, KABC Talk Radio 790 in Los Angeles, WXYT CBS Sports Radio 1270 in Detroit, and then as well WGUL AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, which is where Chris actually found us here on Military Resource Radio. He was listening in Tampa, where he's from. So please take a look at that, and we will be back with more Military Resource Radio here in just a minute. I just wanted to go over those few housekeeping items. We'll have more with Gold Star Father Chris Hager just after the break here. Again, this is Tony Gatliff, and I'm here with Military Resource Radio.
Every day is Black Friday when you shop at one of the three Black Friday outlet stores in Jacksonville. Black Friday Outlet can save you on high-quality furniture and bedding at clearance prices. Sofas as low as $249, mattresses from $149, couches like sofa recliners from $349, five-piece bedroom suits starting at $699. How do they do it? Black Friday Outlet searches for clearance sales on brand new furniture, and 60 to 70% off savings is not unusual. Mention this commercial and get an extra 10% off. Delivery available, 90 days same as cash. The calendar always says Black Friday at the three Black Friday outlet stores in Jacksonville. 1187 Lane Avenue South, just south of Normandy. 5042 West Beaver Street at Edgewood. And at Sam's Furniture Store, 1308 Dunn Avenue. Join them on Facebook at Black Friday Furniture Warehouse.
You need to remodel the kitchen. Let's get her done. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens. You keep putting off the redo because of the stress and mess and all of the fuss. That's why you have me. Let us design your new kitchen and layout. We'll let you see it in 3D before we start, and we'll get her done fast. I'm local and loyal, quick and easy, painless and affordable. See your possibilities at greystonekitchens.com. Touch and feel your dream kitchen in our Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance showroom. We're on Phillips Highway, just north of 95, right across from the movie theater. Call 904-213-9100. That's 213-9100. You pick your style, I'll get her done. Pick your cabinets and counters, we'll get her done. Pick your appliances, and Martin Appliance will get her done. Jeff Martin here, reminding you, Greystone Kitchens, remove a wall or rebuild it all. I can do it all. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance family.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, February 22nd at 6 p.m., it's the Beaches Town Center Boutique Fashion Show at the Hotel Palms in Atlantic Beach. Friday, February 23rd at 7:30 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus the Norfolk Admirals at Veterans Memorial Arena. And Saturday, February 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Canterfield of Clay County presents Dine with the Doctor. You're cordially invited to a dinner and a discussion about diabetes from endocrinologist Dr. Karam Wadood. Attendees will hear a short presentation followed by a Q&A session. Dr. Wadood will speak about the various types of diabetes, prevention, and how to best manage this disease through nutrition. Dine with the Doc. February 27th from 5:30 till 7 at Canterfield of Clay County on Old Jennings Road. Dinner is free, but reservations are required. Call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
Hey folks, Tony Gatliff back here on Military Resource Radio. We are on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network here with Military Resource Radio, and I wanted to mention a couple things on that. BBMC Mortgage is a full-service lender in all 50 states, doing purchases, refinances, anything having to do with residential mortgages and financing. And if you need anything on financing or anything having to do with mortgages, just give us a call, 888-366, the number 4 and the letters MRR, or 888-366-4677 numerically. That's 888-366, the number 4, Mike Romeo Romeo, or 888-366-4677. Give us a call here at BBMC Mortgage. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have on real estate, mortgages, financing, anything like that. Go ahead and give us a call. As well, if you do choose to do business with BBMC Mortgage, I wanted to mention one thing, and that's their Patriots Charity Initiative here at BBMC Mortgage. As most folks who know, who listen to the show know, I am a Vice President of Mortgage Lending here at BBMC Mortgage, and the show is powered on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. So give us a call if you need any help on your mortgage situation. We're absolutely happy to help. So you can head on over to militaryresourceradio.com and go ahead and click the Contact Us tab and send us an email. Or you can just call us again, 888-366, the number 4 and the letters MRR. Or as well, 888-366-4677. But militaryresourceradio.com is going to be the latest and greatest information about the show. So head on over there for archived episodes of the show. Click to learn a little bit about us and our history. And as well, you can contact us and just look at our homepage and see our terrestrial and online radio outlets. But for now, here's more with our interview with Gold Star Father Chris Hager.
I'll give you one other bit of an anecdote, and I know that people will, if they choose to misconstrue what I say, that's so be it. I can't help that. My son Aaron is really a sharp kid, and we had gone to Los Angeles, and then the Los Angeles school system, in order to get into the magnet schools, the science magnet, you have to have so many points accumulated, and it takes essentially most of an elementary and middle school time in order to acquire those points. But he had 1 year. He was at a really decent school for his eighth grade. But we wanted him to go. He wanted to go to the Van Nuys Science Magnet School. And he had no chance to get in because he had no points.
Sure.
And the principal called me because we had applied anyway. And he said, would you be interested in your son coming to the Van Nuys Science Magnet? I said, yes, that'd be great. He says, oh, thank goodness. We only have 4 minority white kids. We need someone else. 1,300 students, and the population was like 40%. In those days, what they said, Persians, which is essentially Iranians, 40% ethnic Asians of some version. Mm-hmm. Then there was a Hispanic population, and the African-American population, and 4 white kids, and they wanted a 5th. It was a great school academically, but it was so partitioned. If you rode a city bus, the black kids wouldn't talk to the Hispanics. The Asians wouldn't talk to the Persians. And the sports teams were dominated by one ethnic variety. And a horrible place to be if you just wanted to have friends.
Right. It just was a situation where it was like the Jets and the Sharks of West Side Story.
It was exactly
nobody
that.
Would talk to each other. We hate you because you're this, and I hate you because you're that, and all that crap that nobody wants to see.
That's the nature of the school system. So when we discovered the chance of being in academically not as good a school, but a lot more socially plausible school in Punta Gorda, Charlotte High School, that was a big bonus. And Aaron did great and ended up with a full ride to the University of Miami, Marine Sciences, and the history goes on with him.
Well,
but it was a great move for that purpose.
So Aaron ended, at this point I would guess that Joshua was it looks like he was out of high school at that point when you moved.
He joined the Army in 1997.
Okay, so he was already in the military at that
point. He was already in the Army.
And yes. then you had Aaron, who, you know, ended up getting a full ride to Miami for Marine Life and Sciences, and then he joined the Coast Guard, became a Coast Guard lieutenant, was in there for yes. years, you said, correct?
10 years, yeah.
Oh, 10 years, I'm sorry. And yeah. and then you and your wife, Esther, are living there. You own a metal fabrication company in Sarasota at yep. that time. What specific type of metal fabrication did you do, if you don't mind me asking?
We built decorative railings and gates and stairs and all kinds of really fascinating stuff. And I've got some, we did really good work. If you've ever heard of the Ringling Museum.
Sure.
John Ringling built this incredible museum. And they did an expansion. I actually built lamps that hang in the Ringling Museum.
Where is the Ringling Museum again?
Sarasota.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, I know I passed it in Florida before. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So
incredible facility.
Yeah, I haven't been in, but I know that I've seen it or passed it. And folks, again, I am your host of Military Resource Radio, Tony Gatliff, coming back. We'll be back with our third segment here in just a couple of minutes after these words from our sponsors. Again, that is known far and wide across the land as our Iron Man segment. That's where we really get into the meat and potatoes. It's 15 minutes long, folks. Again, I'm Tony Gatliff, your host with Military Resource Radio. We'll be back with more with Gold Star Father Chris Hager here in just a couple minutes. And again, visit militaryresourceradio.com for the best information on the show.
No matter what you're driving now, start the year off right and step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park.
The price they gave me on my trade-in put me over the top. My wife and I were sitting there, and I kind of whispered to her what I expected to get, and they beat that by a lot. That made the deal.
And now you can lease a new 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 for only $449 per month for 36 months.
I took it for the weekend, and I just texted him over the weekend and said, this is it.
Make 2018 your year to step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Or you can see fields first at MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com. Available to qualified lessees. $4,093 due at signing plus title, tax, license, and $695 doc fee. MSRP 41905. See dealer for details. For details, call 1-800-4-MERCEDES. Offer ends 2/28/18.
Everyone that works at Fields is very polite. Their customer service is great, and they're very nice to everyone that comes through the door.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate New Year's resolution for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he will give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty can do it. 904-77-SEAN. That's 777-4296. 904-77-SEAN and Sean Robinson Realty.
WBOB, AM 600, The Answer, would like to thank our veterans for putting everything on the line to protect our freedom. Show them how much you appreciate all they've done by sharing your time, lending a supportive hand, a warm smile, or a sympathetic ear. Go to volunteer.va.gov and make our veterans know how much we appreciate their service. Thank you, veterans. From WBOB, AM 600, The Answer.
Hi, it's Mark Levin. Weeknights at 6
on WBOB, The Answer.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
WBOB AM 600. The Answer.
From the DivorceMenOnly.com studios, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB, Talk Radio. Kenny Lay and Associates, DivorceMenOnly.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is venting his dissatisfaction over the Russia probe today in a rapid-fire series of tweets this morning. He is arguing that the Obama administration bears some of the blame for the election meddling. He is insisting also that he never denied the Russian involvement and declares that, quote, they're laughing at us in Moscow over the chaos that the investigation is breeding, in his words. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says 65 people died this morning when a commercial airliner crashed in a foggy, mountainous region of southern Iran. Authorities initially said the crash killed 66, but one passenger apparently did not make the flight. Death toll, 59 passengers and 6 crewmen. And at the Olympics, the U.S. men's alpine ski team, just one top 10 finish so far, no medals. It might be the first time since 1998 they don't medal. This is SR.
I'm Clayton Bromberg of Underwoods. You know, we've sold fine quality diamonds for a long time and think that's important. If you drew a line with the poorest diamonds with the lowest prices to the left and the highest quality to the right, our diamonds are at the far right end. Once we know the weight, the grading factors of cut, color, and clarity have to be considered. And the one that's talked about the least but's the most important to us is the diamond's cut grade because it has huge implications on both price and beauty and thus value. I've bought diamonds for Underwoods for over 30 years, so I know what's out there, and the cut grade's not important to most diamond sellers. That's really been the Underwood difference, because beautifully cut diamonds result in the most important thing they can do. They bring a joy of owning and wearing a diamond, not just today, but tomorrow and into the future. That's important to us and should be to you, too, because nothing brings more joy than wearing a beautiful diamond from Underwoods. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear apparel and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store, 195 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Good health starts with good nutrition. At Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island, they carry everything you and your family need for proper nutrition the natural way. The only additives you'll find in their fresh meat and vegetables came from Mother Earth. Grassroots in Fleming Island also carries the top brands of vitamins, minerals, and herbs found in the natural health food industry. Grassroots in Fleming Island, your natural choice for natural foods. They're by the theater in Fleming Island at 1915 East West Parkway, and they're online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
And all the lanes are still blocked at San Jose Boulevard North and St. Augustine Road due to a crash. Another crash, US 17 South at Ortega Forest Drive. Going to be partly sunny through about most of the week, a high today 77. And then tomorrow through most of the week, highs near 80. Mostly cloudy at night, low tonight 61. Low rest of the week, low 60, 62 to about 64. 73 WBOB AM 600.
From the DivorceMenOnly.com studios, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB, Talk Radio. Kenny Lay and Associates, DivorceMenOnly.com.
Hey folks, Tony Gatliff back with more Military Resource Radio with our
Iron Man segment. I'm going to get right into this interesting part of the interview here with Chris Hager. He's really an interesting guy that's had an interesting life. And again, Chris is a Gold Star father. He works with Gold Star Fathers of Florida and Gold Star Fathers of Florida, and as well an organization called Green Zone Hero. Go to Google and Google both of those organizations. Are doing great work out there for veteran families and veterans out there. So without further ado, let's get to more of our interview with Chris Hager. Now, here's another couple things. First of all, you're an ordained minister, which I'm not surprised about, considering you did, you know, have a little foray into the to the seminary, right?
Yes.
The thing that I was surprised about is you're a member of the National Guild of Hypnotherapists. And I'll tell you, that truly intrigues me, because that's a topic that I've been very, very interested in over the years, right?
My Esther had her first mastectomy in 1980, a second occurrence in 1990, was told she was cancer-free in 1995, and ended up with a reoccurrence. We realized that oncologists will kill you. So in order to if you want to manage your health and have your best shot, you gotta learn everything you can. And it is not hyperbole to say I read 500 books about cancer. I read everything I could. And there are a number of modalities of treatment that are significant that have no side effects. The most incredible treatment modality that everyone should undertake if they have serious illness is support group. Support groups make huge difference, and there's no risk. There's no
Side effects.
There's no side effect.
Yeah, right. To a support group.
Hypnosis is that kind of therapy. There's all kinds of incredible things that you can do with hypnosis, and that's beneficial, and there are no side effects. There's no downside to it. So I went through substantial training when we lived in Northern California, and at different times had a practice of hypnotherapy,
and
became a member of the National Guild.
So this wouldn't be an issue of, like, you know, you're trying to hypnotize someone to get them to bark like a dog or whatever. You know, we've seen, stuff like that on TV, right? But this is more like hypnotizing someone to get positive thoughts into their subconscious, right? So their health can improve and their habits can improve to increase their chances of their health getting better, correct? That's sort of what...
Yes.
Well, okay, so...
There are two incredible books. One is called Answer Cancer, Hypnotherapist, and he talks about his experience with a couple of thousand patients who at the time of when he's working with them, have a terminal illness diagnosed. And there's another book I just always recommend called Journey of Souls, and it's a hypnotherapist who dealt with a couple of thousand clients who had all suffered some kind of tragic life or death, I mean loss of death, a spouse or child or someone who died, in the process of grief and healing. And that's where I did most of my that's where it intrigued me, is to see how much the mind-body-spirit connection can improve and empower health and the immune system.
Wow. So, and that's that is so interesting, because I've just been so fascinated with, you know, that science or whatever you know, that
that, you know, just the concept of hypnotherapy, you know, I've always been fascinated with that, I guess, you know, since I saw it on cartoons or something when I was a kid. I've just always been fascinated with that concept. So that's pretty amazing. You are a real Renaissance man. That is for sure, Chris. And we're not even up to it yet. Again, folks, talking to Chris Hager from Gold Star Fathers of Florida. And again, that's goldstarfathersofflorida.org. And also Green Zone Hero, and that's greenzonehero.com. So please head on over to goldstarfathersofflorida.org and greenzonehero.com for more information about these two great organizations. Now, Chris, so at that time, you know, this is the late 90s. Now you've got Aaron's off to college. You and Esther are doing well. And in 2000, right around the time of 2004, some things start happening in your life that aren't so good, right? And I guess I wanted to talk to you about that because, unfortunately, Esther, who you've been talking about quite a bit, she lost her battle to cancer in 2004, correct?
She did.
I'm so sorry to hear that, first of all.
Well, she did everything she could do. We got an extra 10 years because we took charge of her medical treatments. I visited and I'd been to several Mexico clinics. There's some incredible work that's been done. There's a great book that talks about 10 treatment modalities that the FDA refuses to allow. Hours we could talk about the problems of treatment and cancer and all those things. She was a great fighter, but she lost. And she always said, "Do not cry for me." We used to have had a phrase that I got paradise dirt. She got paradise, meaning that when we were both together, we thought that we had a life that was like being in paradise. When she died, I was going to have to go to see the grave, and I got the dirt, but she went to heaven and got paradise.
Wow.
But she always said, "Don't cry for me. I'm going to send you somebody." And she did. She sent me my wife, Wendy.
Wow. And that's so unbelievable, you know, that what a woman. You know, I would have loved to have met her or talked to her. She just sounded like just a great person, you know. And again,
she was cut from a different cloth in the 60s. Single Jewish, attractive woman, traveled in the Middle East for 2 years by herself. Never had a problem. She was tough as nails.
So how was that? You know, I've had several, you know, guests on here, you know, that have, you know, major religious differences with their spouse, right? So meaning like, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, an Episcopalian marries a Lutheran, right? Or, you know, whatever the case may be, right? You know, something that's possibly pretty close that shares maybe, you know, 90% of the same doctrine, right? But mm-hmm. you obviously, you grew up a Baptist, you're an ordained minister, and you married a Jewish woman. How was that for you?
Ethnically Jewish, not religiously Jewish.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Now, our son Aaron's, Esther adopted Aaron when she was married to another individual. Save the names to protect the innocent.
Sure.
But it is a whole nother avenue that is very, very interesting and part of our experience. Esther's husband, Stephen, was the son of a Holocaust survivor. Aaron's grandfather was liberated from Auschwitz when he was 17 years old.
Wow.
And talk about the stories and the connection that brings to your life are absolutely unbelievable. I was, because of other things, I was able to sit with Aaron at his bar mitzvah, because we let Aaron stay in the, his Jewish faith from his family. And his grandfather's there, who had been liberated from Auschwitz.
Yeah, something that I'm sure as a kid that grew up Baptist in the middle of Kansas, you know, you never imagined you'd be in that place in life, but it sounds like it exposed you to a different culture, and you probably the same.
Well, here's people talk about skin in the game. And when we get to the point about where we stand in our country, when I say freedom isn't free, I've got some firsthand experiences that demonstrate that in a way that a lot of people don't understand.
Sure.
Freedom isn't free.
No.
My dad flew gliders in World War II. He was in the cockpit of a glider on D-Day and didn't get called up, but then flew diesel into Italy for Patton. Josh was an Army Ranger. Aaron spent 10 years in the Coast Guard. I spent time with a gentleman liberated from Auschwitz. Those things, it's part of what fertilized my patriotism and my passion, and they'll never go away.
And, folks, we're going to be back with another interview segment with Chris in our final segment, which is the next one coming up. But I did want to mention as well, Chris was on last week's show, and he's going to be on our next two new shows as well. So please, if you have not heard, actually, he was on last week, and he was on briefly the week before to give his thoughts on the most recent Gold Star news that's been out there involving President Trump and the Congresswoman and that Gold Star family and all that that just recently happened. So he was on two episodes ago. The last episode, he'll be on the next two as well. We've had a really interesting time talking to him, so it turned into kind of a four-parter with him because he's just a great guy and he was very generous with his time. Please, I would urge you, if you're looking for those episodes, just to get some context, head on over to militaryresourceradio.com and click the podcast tab. You can actually listen to our previous episodes all via that right there on militaryresourceradio.com. As well, as we always say every single week, subscribe to our show in podcast form. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Play, Player FM, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. So any of those folks, you know, please just subscribe to the podcast. And it will get downloaded into your device automatically every single week, so you don't even have to worry about it. And you can listen to Military Resource Radio on the go at your convenience. And folks, one other thing that's important to note, what do we do here on Military Resource Radio? Well, I'll tell you what our mission statement is. What we're doing on Military Resource Radio is we're connecting veterans and active duty service members with amazing resources and organizations to improve their lives. We're inspiring veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike to get involved with these amazing resources and organizations. We're enlightening veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike on service-related resources and benefits like the real estate and mortgage market and process, as well as other current military news and events that are related to them. So that's our mission statement. That's what we're doing here on Military Resource Radio, and we wanted to mention that. As well, I wanted to mention one other thing, folks, and that's a thank you to all of our veterans and active duty service members coast to coast and around the world. Thank you so much for what you're doing out there and protecting our freedoms here in this country. And you know, obviously someone like Chris Hager knows all too importantly what that what the price of that freedom can be. And in the next segment, he's going to get a little bit more into that. Obviously, he's a Gold Star father. His son Joshua, an Army Ranger, was lost in battle
unfortunately, during the Iraq conflict. And so we thank folks out there every day, active duty service members as well as veterans out there for putting their lives on the line to protect our country. It's really a very important thing, and it's something we want to salute and say thank you to here on Military Resource Radio. Again, I'm Tony Gatliff. This has been our Military Resource Radio Iron Man segment. So we will be back in just a few minutes after some words from our sponsors here on Military Resource Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the jump.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Hey folks, Tony Gatliff back here with more Military Resource Radio. We're about to get right in here to our guest, Gold Star Father with the organizations Gold Star Fathers of Florida and Green Zone Hero, Chris Hager. What an interesting guest this guy's been. Not only was he on last week, he was also on the week before as well to talk about the Gold Star news that's been going on in the current events realm. Chris couldn't have been more generous with his time, and we really, really appreciate him here on Military Resource Radio coming on to tell his story. It's a very comprehensive one, and we're going to get a little more into it here just in a minute. Again, I'm Tony Gatliff, your host for Military Resource Radio. MilitaryResourceRadio.com is going to be the best source of information for all the latest and greatest information on our show. So without further ado, I wanted to get you into our final interview segment today with Gold Star Father Chris Hager. Don't worry, though. He's going to be on the next 2 weeks as well to for the exciting conclusion of his four-part series here on Military Resource Radio. The reason that you're involved with Gold Star Fathers of Florida is because you are a Gold Star Father yourself. And for those folks that out there that are listening to the show that may not know what a Gold Star Father is, a Gold Star Father or a Gold Star parent is a father, mother, or parent that has lost their child in battle for in name of the United States. And so I wanted a little bit before we get to the part about Josh, being passing away. I wanted to talk about Josh just a little bit in terms of, and you gave us a little bit before that he wasn't always into the routine and the minutia of life, right? But can you tell us a little bit about Josh and the type of person that he was, when he was a little kid and when he went to the military and all that? Could you give us a synopsis of that?
Yeah, Josh was an incredibly energetic, fun, and fairly difficult child. But, and I say that in that I remember he wanted to play tennis. And I said, okay, that's great. You know, I remember when I was, and it was, he was like 10.
Sure.
So I had a tennis racket and we went out on a tennis court and I said, okay. And he'd never been on a tennis court before. He had just seen it. So he wanted to play a game of tennis. I said, well, you have to learn how to hit a tennis ball first.
That's going to be pretty important. Yeah.
Well, he didn't think that was necessary. He knew he could just do it. So I said, okay, we'll see how this works. So I went on the other side of the net and kind of bounced one, and he took a mighty swing and knocked it, you know, over the fence. Couldn't control the ball at all. He didn't want to spend the time to learn how to hit a tennis ball. He just wanted to be able
to. He just wanted to run and play.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the type of person that that he was, it sounds like.
He didn't like the idea of having to learn something. He just wanted to do it.
He just wanted to do it. God, you know, and it's so funny you say that. You know, my father says that to me all the time, still to this day. You know, like if I'm putting something together, right, like if I get something out of a box for IKEA, right, I throw the directions to the side. And I just start to put the thing together, you know, on my own without reading the directions. And my father, whose name's also Tony, you know, he's like, oh, my God, Tony, do we have to do this? He's like, you're 35 years old now, and you still put things together like you did when you were 10 without reading directions. And yeah, you know, it's just the way I am, you know. But he's a carpenter as well, actually. So he's very into being very exact and very patient and all that stuff. And that's interesting when you say that. You know, I can understand that relationship. When
but Josh had some long-term friends who were not the best kind of influence. And at 17, 18, 19 years old, he'd gotten a diploma from high school. He'd gotten some jobs. He was a good worker. I mean, he'd work hard, but he smoked pot. He was doing some stuff. He had a one job that he liked, but got in not his fault, got in a car wreck, and it scared him. But he kind of bounced around from jobs, and he wanted to go to work for, I think, Target or somebody. I don't remember exactly what it was. But they made him do a urine test, and he couldn't pass the urine test because of smoking pot.
Sure.
And it began to... He began to see that he didn't have a future that he wanted. And he asked me what I thought, and I said, it's time to take seriously joining the military.
So
he reacted negatively against that for like 4 months.
Okay, let me back it up then.
Sure.
So this is, he graduated high school in what year?
1994. Actually, 1995.
1995. Okay. And folks, that's going to almost do it here today for more Military Resource Radio with Tony Gatliff. Thanks so much again, Chris Hager from, he is a Gold Star Father, and he's also with Gold Star Fathers of Florida and Green Zone Hero. So Google those two organizations. You can take a look at the great work that they're doing out there. You know, we've kind of barely scratched the surface with him and his son. He's going to be back the next 2 weeks here on Military Resource Radio. And if you didn't hear the last 2 weeks when Chris appeared on the show, head on over to militaryresourceradio.com, click the podcast tab, and learn a little bit of context on this if you haven't heard it previously, because it's really a tremendous story, and it will be coming on the next 2 weeks as well. Again, my name is Tony Gatliff. I am the host for Military Resource Radio. For all the latest and greatest information on Military Resource Radio, you head to one place, and that is our website, militaryresourceradio.com, to learn more information about us, to contact us via phone or via email, and to listen to old archived episodes of the show here on Military Resource Radio. That's going to do it for Military Resource Radio today on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network.
Network. I'm Tony Gatliff with Military Resource Radio, and we will see you next week and the following week for more Chris Hager, Gold Star Father. Talk to you soon.
Hi, it's Mark Levin, weeknights at 6
on WBOB, The Answer.